The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet."
The message is entitled, Bewitched. We begin in the New Testament in a wonderful scripture of Revelation found in the book of Acts, the 8th chapter. In the book of Acts, the 8th chapter, let's begin in verse 10. There was a certain man, let's begin back in verse 9. There was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out, making some bold claims that himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, "This is the great power of God." And to him they had regard, because that of a long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. Today the message is entitled Bewitched, and this is a very pertinent revelation and warning from the Holy Ghost concerning a condition among the Christian culture in America today that has brought about a danger that we're not being warned about generally. And that is this deceit of the devil in bewitching. And many other words in the Bible, the scriptures use, such as beguile and seduce and deceive and the use of exorcism. And of course it mentions false prophets and so forth. And all of these things are speaking of this grave spiritual danger that's one of the greater dangers of our day, when there's many dangers lurking about to be stumbling blocks to God's saints on their pilgrim way to the kingdom of God. And these three greatest dangers to Christians in America today are false prophets, phony Bibles, and counterfeit Christians that are taking the eyes of God's people, his saints, off Jesus Christ and looking at the examples that these phony Christians are setting, claiming to be spirit-filled or to be born again. Ladies and gentlemen, we're living in the era that Jesus Christ warned us of the great deceit. And of course, the master deceit is the devil. And it has begun in America already, and here's how it has begun. The phonies of our generation, that is, ultra-liberal politicians and ultra-liberal preachers and entertainers and salesmen and teachers and jurists, they've bewitched the people of this generation, especially the preachers. This is a work of Satan through dishonest men and women who are masters of deceit. They're softening up our nation and the nations around us for the appearing and the subsequent subjugation by the headmaster of deceit himself, which is the Antichrist, and with him his stooge that the Bible calls the false prophet. We're living in a nation where we're on the verge of losing our religious liberty. You know, these warnings that we're giving on this broadcast have gone largely unheeded till we're very near the brink of disaster and the loss of our cherished personal and religious liberty through this autocratic and oppressive bureaucracy that is rising, which is socialism right here in America. But before this coup de grace of the devil can take place and be fully accomplished, there must be in America the creation of a faceless, godless, and classless society that is now engulfing us, and the Bible's credibility and God-fearing men and women's influence on our society has to be immunized and destroyed. And these false prophets and these phonies have gone about to destroy the credibility of God's word and also the influence of real saints who are God-fearing men and women and their influence on this old sick society that is plummeting into the great judgments of God. Ladies and gentlemen, those that are dogmatic about the judgments of God and about sin and about God's true word, the devil's crowd says these must go, and the world church is arising with its fierce persecution that's coming upon God's people, led by these phonies who are bewitching, beguiling, deceiving, and misleading God's people, trying to turn them away from the Word of God, turning them to fables and singings and hootenannies and getting their eyes on phony examples, people exclaiming to be Christians. All of this is happening in America that is giving rise to the great tribulation period that is in the very near distant. And today the church has become full of idolatry and full of the world because these people have taken over in most of the churches in America today, those who are bewitching God's people. The word bewitch means to come under the influence of magic or to put a fooling on a person. The word sorcery. Now you note here in Acts the 8th chapter that this man called Simon, he was a sorcerer. He used sorcery to bewitch the people. All right, bewitch means to come under the influence of magic and to be fooled. Now, sorcery means to practice magic with the aid of evil spirits. Well, I'll tell you, evil spirits are abundant today, as the great Apostle Paul warned us that in our very own day, in 1 Timothy 4, verses 1 and 2, now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. And ladies and gentlemen, departing from the faith means departing from the Word of God, from God's commandments and the responsibility we have to obey the Word of God and to obey God, that they'll depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, and so forth. And here we see that we're in the end time, and the very same bewitchers and beguilers and seducers that the Apostle Paul encountered in his day, these same spiritual phonies are being encountered by God's people right now. It caused the apostle to cry out. In Galatians 3 and verse 1, he cried, "O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth?" Well, those church members at Galatia that Paul was writing to, and he was a father of that church, he was the one that had gone down and preached and fasted and had fought the devil and had set that church in order and won those people to God. But these church members now were invaded by phony preachers who were bewitching them, that is, bewitching, beguiling, seducing them to turn them away from the Word of God, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and they were being turned to fables. Then the apostle continued to ask these Galatian Christians in Galatians 4, verses 16 through 20. He said, "Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? They zealously affect you, but not well. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you, I stand in doubt of you." That is, the apostle is saying to the Galatian Christians, "I stand in doubt of your spiritual experience that you claim to have in being born again." And ladies and gentlemen, today as we see the work of the bewitchers, these phonies that claim to be spirit-filled, out here claiming to be preachers, but they don't preach the Word of God. They just toy around with it. As we begin to see their converts and look over the lives they live and examine the fruit of the Spirit in their lives, I can say with the Apostle Paul to the people of our generation, the most of them, "I stand in doubt of they that profess that Jesus Christ dwells in them." Because the Bible says, if any man's in Christ, he is a new creature, and you don't see very many new creatures. Well, today, instead of people, well, it seems in yielding to God, the Bible said, "Resist the devil and draw nigh to God. Submit yourselves therefore unto God." That's in James 4, verses 6 through 8, and also in 1 Peter 5, verses 9 and 10. All right? Instead of people today submitting to God and not submitting to the Word of God, they are submitting to the devil. And instead of resisting the devil, they're resisting God. Whenever you resist the Word of God, you're resisting God and you're resisting the Holy Ghost. And today, resistance to God and His Word seems like to be the greatest warfare of our age. Instead of people resisting the devil, they resist the Holy Ghost, and they're being led into this by these phonies who are bewitching them like Simon the sorcerer did in the early church that was encountered by the great apostle Peter and John and others as they came to preach the word of God. Many preachers of our sick society and the lukewarm Laodicean church of our day are sorcerers, and they're bewitching tens of thousands of professing Christians with their soothsaying preaching and their phony gifts of the Spirit and counterfeit miracles. In our spiritual dilemmas that was foreseen by the Holy Ghost 19 centuries ago, prompted the Holy Spirit to write us and to express this thing concerning the departure of the faith, and that is in 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, verses 3 and 4, where the great apostle Paul said, "Now the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears," that's bewitchers, "and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and be turned to fables," and we're living in that very day. Now there's another word I want us to consider that I've mentioned, and that is the word seduced. In 1 John 2 and verse 26, the great apostle John writes, and he says, "These things, little children, have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you." You know, when you read the epistles of the apostles of Jesus Christ, and that is the books after the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all of them are warning God's saints in the end time of bewitchers, seducers, beguilers, and exorcists and false prophets that they have warned us would abound in this end time church age. Well, the word seduce means to tempt to wrongdoing, to persuade to do wrong, to cause another to surrender chastity for impurity. Oh my God, this is what is happening on a full scale assault of Satan by soothsaying preachers and teachers, by their word and example, in even the holiness and the full gospel churches everywhere today. World-conforming men and women that are, they're seduced by these bewitchers, and they're teaching God's people to live in the way of the pagan and the heathen around us, and not Christ-like, not by the lifestyle of Jesus Christ that's set forth in the New Testament, but they're seducing them. And that is back to that word, to surrender their chastity for impurity, or to tempt to wrongdoing, telling them that the Bible doesn't mean what it says when it says, "Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord," and so forth. Well, seducers distort God's word in their subtly attempting to lead God's people into open rebellion against the word of God, and they're having tremendous success here in this end-time generation. The Bible gives vivid examples of all these dangers that I'm speaking of here, and the word of God warns us of about seducers and bewitchers and beguilers and false prophets and deceivers. Now, this is a scripture here of one of these vivid warnings of the word of God concerning false prophets. And here's the scripture. "And when they," that's Paul and Barnabas, "had gone through the Isle of Cyprus unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar-Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, who called for Barnabas and Saul, and desired to hear the word of God." And ladies and gentlemen, he wanted to hear the whole truth. "But Elymas the sorcerer withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith." And of course, that's faith in God's word. And this is found in Acts the 13th chapter, verses 6 through 8. And these types of preachers are abundant today, and they craftily explain to other church people or professing Christians